All right.
Hi.
This is Birds Make Birds.
Thanks for listening.
Radio.
91.5 FM.
Ultralight beam, this is a God dream. This is a God dream. This is everything. This is everything. Deliver us serenity. Deliver us peace. Deliver us love. And we know we need it.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's the day of the Square Fools on WMFO Medford. Feels good to be back.
It's great. Yeah, I'm loving it.
We took a semester off from our show, but we're back every Sunday from 4 to 5 p.m., so make sure you tune in. As for right now, we're just going to keep spinning music for the next hour, so keep it here, WMFO Medford.
And in my holy war, I'm trying to keep my faith.
Why send oppression, not blessings? Why, oh, why'd you do me wrong? More. You persecute the weak because it makes you feel so strong. I don't have much strength to fight, so I look to the light. Don't make these wrongs turn right. Hey, 'cause I know that you'll make Cause I look to the Lord.
When they come for you, I will shield your name. I will feel their questions. I will feel your pain. They don't know. They don't know. They don't know.
Foot on the devil's neck till it drifted Pangea. I'm moving all my family from Chatham to Zambia. Treat the demons just like Pam. I mean, I fuck with your friends, but damn, Gina. I've been this way since Arthur was anteater. Now they wanna hit me with the woo after bam. Trying to snap photos of family. My daughter look just like Sia, you can't see her. You can feel the lyrics, the spirit coming in braille. Tumming of the underground, come and follow the trail. I made Sunday candy, I'm never going to hell. I met Kanye West, I'm never going to fail. He said let's do a good ass job with Chance 3. I hear you gotta sell it to snatch the Grammy. Let's make it so free and the bar so hard that the day one gosh darn part you can't tweet. This is my part, nobody else speak.
This is my part, nobody else speak. This little light of mine, glory be to God, yeah.
I'ma make sure that they go where they can't go. If they don't wanna ride, I'ma still give them raincoats. Know what God said when he made the first rainbow? Just notice at the end if I'm late for the intro. I'm just having fun with it. You know that a nigga was lost. I laugh in my head cause I bet that my ex looking back like a pillar of salt. Cause they flipped the script on your ass like Wesley and Spike. You cannot mess with the light. Look at the channel from 79.
We on a ultralight beam. We on a ultralight beam. This is a God dream. This is a God dream. This is everything.
Hallelujah.
Everything.
I'm trying to keep my faith.
Yes.
But I'm looking for more. Somewhere I can feel safe. And in my holy
war. Father, this prayer's for everyone that feels they're not good enough. This prayer's for everybody that feels that they're too messed up. For everyone that feels they said I'm sorry too many times. You can never go too far when you can't come back home again. That's why I need
in her voice, in her way, that she love me. With her eyes, with her smile, with her belt, with her hands, with her money. I am the thesis of her prayers. Her nieces and her nephews are just pieces of the layers. Only one she love as much as me is Jesus Christ and Taylor. I got a future song singing for my grandma. You sing it too, but your grandma ain't my grandma. Mine's handmade, pan-fried, sun-dried, Southside. And beat the devil by a landslide. Praying with a hands tied. President of my fan club, Santa. Something told me I should bring my
mother. Slowly, taking in my body. It's holy. I've been waiting for you for the whole week. I've been praying for you. You're my Sunday king.
You gotta move slowly. Take it in my body like it's holy. I've been waiting for you for this whole week. I've been waiting for you. You're my Sunday king. Come on in this house. It's gonna
candy, your peppermint is the truth. I'm pessimistic on Monday if I had tweaked and missed you. You look so good with the hat on, had to match with the shoes. Came and dressed in the satin, I came and sat in your pew. I come to Christmas for dinner, 50 rolls on my plate. Hella holes in my stocking, holding your pockets in place. I like my love with the budget, I like my hugs with a scent. You smell like light gas while the electricity rent. You sound like why the gospel choir got so tired. Singing his praise on a daily basis, so I gotta try it. You my dream, catch a dream team, team captain. Matter of fact, I ain't seen you in. diamonds in my butt to chase.
You better come on in.
Page, girl. Yeah, 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 yeah. Now holler if you ever been. If you think I'm pussy, put into the pussy, you're a dope head. Go front like a rich centerfold. You ain't hot enough for me to ditch my polo winter coat. Now don't act like you know a nigga broke, cause that ain't even the case. I'm quick to put up the cheese before I put up a chase. Unless you got a big ass, I'll ask her. For info, straight harass her. It's like the police, straight harassing them. Frisk them, slap on these cuffs and fasten them. Here's my guide if you wanna be catching them. Just keep them handcuff keys nearby till they fall in love. Damn, that's enough, please.
Girl at the club the other night, right? Takes her home. Girl is ready to go. On the bed, butt ass naked. Adam is in the bathroom giving his dick a pep talk like, come on, get up, get ready, let's go.
Trust you, I'm gonna shoot.
Beautiful morning, you're the sun of my morning, babe. Nothing in the water.
Hey, what's up, everybody? We're back. It's the Davis Square Fools on WMFO Medford. Vibing out to the new Kanye West album, Life of Pablo. Came out 2 weeks ago. If you can get it, you should get it. There's only one way to get it.
Only
right
one
now.
Way to do it.
We're not going to promote it. I'm not going to give a plug to Jay-Z's streaming service right now.
Yeah. I think we've all had very mixed relationships with Tidal.
Yeah.
I mean, clearly, the whole world has.
Yeah. But we have more important things to talk about.
Yeah, that's true. So, as you know, we love nature here on the Davis Square Fools. It's one of our favorite subjects. And I have a really... For those of you listening at home or in your cars who also like nature, I have a... an announcement courtesy of the Museum of Science that I think you'll all find very interesting. So, if you just give me a minute, let me read that for you.
Oh, yeah. Go right ahead.
So, this is about the Museum of Science presentation of National Parks Adventure. Have you heard of it?
I have, yeah. Oh, my God. I've been really curious about it. It's piqued my interest. My curiosity is erect, but I feel like I need more information.
Yeah, let me tell you a little bit more about that and see if we can...
Oh, great. I didn't realize you had...
peek you further. So here's how it starts. Take the ultimate cinematic off-trail trip into the nation's awe-inspiring great outdoors, and untamed wilderness with the IMAX film National Parks Adventures at the Museum of Science. Spectacularly wild and beautiful places like Yosemite. Have you ever been to Yosemite?
Sorry?
Have you ever been to Yosemite?
Yosemite National Park.
Yes.
Not Yosemite, Illinois.
No, yeah, not the national park.
Because I've been to Yosemite, Illinois.
What's that like?
Gray.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, Yosemite National Park is beautiful. Many different colors.
Oh, wow.
Across the whole spectrum.
Oh, good.
Also, Yellowstone, which is yellow, obviously.
All?
The Everglades, which are green, I think. The Redwoods, which orange. Arches and Canyonlands are illuminated as never before with immersive giant screen cinematography,
whoa,
revealing a tapestry of natural wonders that will inspire the adventurer in us all. For tickets and more information about the National Parks Adventure, IMAX film, and other programs and exhibits, Visit the Museum of Science website at mos.org. That's mos.org.
That's all happening at the Museum of Science.
Yes,
in
the MOS. Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Or call 617-723-2500. This has been a public service message from the Museum of Science and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Wow.
How about that?
I am, I'm enthralled. That sounds like a wonderful time.
I was concerned that, that I would be rusty. Haven't read a public service announcement.
Let me say, you were very well greased.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You were smooth as silk on there. Slid right through the pages.
Yep.
Like the words just came to life.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. I've been drinking engine lubricant, so I think that's how that happens.
Ugh. Gross. Just,
yeah, but.
Gross. Beautiful day today, though.
Gorgeous day today.
Great. I'm glad. I like our new time slot. I'm glad that we can go and enjoy the day before coming in and doing the show. It's nice to get a little bit of experience and process your weekend a little. Because we used to do it just fresh, right out, start the day with it.
I feel much better. Yeah. Yeah. It's 4:22 here in Somerville, and the temperature is 59 degrees.
Oof.
Which is...
if only every day.
I'll take as many of that as we can get.
Yeah, if only every day could be like that.
But, I mean, can it be?
Sure, if we keep pumping...
Let me tell you something. Weather for this upcoming
carbon
week.
Carbon dioxide into the air the way we've been doing.
Listen to this. High Monday of 54, high Tuesday of 56, high Wednesday of 50 degrees, Thursday 41, and then it gets colder. As the weekend hits, but we've got some more nice days ahead of us.
Is there some precipitation in that forecast? Not to be negative, I like rain.
It will be a little wet.
Yeah, I thought so.
Yeah,
because things, good things like that never happen without a catch.
Yeah, that's true.
Words to live by. Remember that as you listen to the next half hour of the Davis Square Fools. Thanks for tuning in, guys. Enjoy.
Yeah, we still hood famous.
I just wanted you to know I've loved you better than your own candy. From the very start, I don't blame you much for wanting to be free.
Wake up, Mr. West.
I just wanted you to know
I be Puerto Rican Day Parade floating. That Benz Marina Del Rey coasting. She be Puerto Rican Day Parade waving. Last month I helped her with the car payment. Young and we alive. We never gonna die. I just copped a jet to fly out of a personal debt. Put one up in the sky. The sun is in my eyes. Woke up and felt the vibe. No matter how we never gonna die.
I just wanted you to know.
Just to get by. Who's covering your stakes when you bet high? You're chasing cars, clothes, and rocks. Identify with the goods you got. Make sure it's BS or not. Imperfect, leaving you unclear. I really don't care to see your tattoos, dear. I'd rather see you graduate the school year. Black folk, go put a book in your face. But first, give the hook a taste. Bring the preacher in. Heal, heal, dog. We come to healing. It's real. Some tell it, some put it in books, some yell it. You need to make your own choice, be your own voice. Set your soapbox up, let your talk fight. Pull your socks up, get your walk right. Or the chalk might outline you one day. You ought to try stepping outside you one day. You circle around yourself like you the answer to the question of your inner self. But keep your falsehoods to a minimum. We all need a little church, a life update, keyword update. If they don't serve change, don't fight the bait. Instead of getting
giving you a chef, serving you a dish. I lead you to the water, show you how to fish.
Ain't nothing wrong with making that bread with it. Just don't let the bread get to your head, get it? And admit it, when you can't stand alone.
I wanna stand up, give all the pretend up, and get a full blast of my demands up.
The wine runner throw a sip the man's cup. It's something that no words that from here.
Showing up real. It's the worm in this rotten apple. But explore deeper, you'll find a seed. Plant more ether, get your mind free. Grow passionate, put your life's last in it. You holding fear too close, unfasten it. And like old age invade you, invade falseness with truth. Replace rebelling with rebirth. Face through dwelling, that's your turf. Now kick back and put your feet up on the sofa, bruh. Relax,
relax.
Learn how to punch back into your work to the max. The payoff's much sweeter than the payback. Even the haystack needle wouldn't play that.
So let's pray at church.
Out gangster like a frog, go courageous cat and Minnie Mouse. Yeah, baby, I'm tripping and it's just a cartoon of you. But I got chills when I heard I do flip a Scooby Doo. And I might be bugging, but it seemed to me that cartoons be realer than reality TV. They inspire my decision to be open and listen, but folks got it all twisted like a yoga position. Like, in order to spit it dope, you gotta have a criminal past similar to the cast, the different strokes. Me and my people break bread, sit and smoke. The conversation rich, but that depend on what you consider broke. I draw on anything for inspiration. A fine memory, a piece of paper, walls, and a train station. It's just that I'm old school like that. Roll that rap over soldiers like that. Just that I'm old school like that. Roll that rap over soldiers like that.
Old school, y'all.
It's just that I'm old school like that. Roll that rap over soldiers like that.
Old school, y'all.
It's just that I'm old school like that. Roll that rap over soldiers like that.
Now we'll be right back after these messages. Fellas, grab your nutsacks, cheeks, squeeze your breasts. Win. That grown is still funny, like going to the store on your own with rainbow money. Since then, had an insane flow, sonny. Walking to the corner, rhyming in the rain, nose runny. Breakdancing, maybe 10. Bummy is when Sub Rock awkward run up handspring, Arabian summy, ooey, like a Hong Kong fooey kick, or a weekend afternoon karate movie flick. Slept good, no justice, no peace. Woody kept it hoodie, never discussed it with police. Shot the fair when nobody ran to get the gat, or felt they had to put it up in their raps to set it fat. And since when lyrical skills had to do with killing the cat? What type of chitlins is that? The supervillain as the bat, hydrotonic. Whoever willing to ride, provide raw chronic.
It's just that I'm old school like that. Roll that rap over soldiers like that. It's just that I'm old school like that. Roll that rap over soldiers like that. It's just that I'm old school like that. Roll that rap over soldiers like that. It's just that I'm old school like that. Roll that rap over soldiers like that.
Juice box, tank top, tube socks, do stop. Forehead shiny like a new block. Two shots fired at the excursion we were swerving in. All purpose verses with a passion for serving kids. Empty out your purses on an immature crime spree. Eyeing up the nurses with some gloves that read eye squeeze. Who the fuck said to speak, Mr. Me, Siamese? Even Christ said Christ, he flows quite nicely. Hype beast highly likely to bite me and try to high five me. But I just give him high threes. Cause y'all don't get to touch me, I'm the shit. Sue me if you got an issue, grab a tissue. Mediocrity is odd to me. Ask as far as your eyes can see. Who the best, they holler me. No bread, holy shit. I don't spit crack, I spit cocaine crisp. I ain't fucking with it if it's no payment. Cause everyone know pay dues don't pay rent. I'm dope like the coke that I'm laced with. Dreams what I'm chasing. Flow hot is chafing. This is why I'm hot, no, that is why I'm blazing. Dilla Jack Nick, I am shining like the diamond that I'm draping. But I don't wear jewelry, it's huff over Louis V. Excuse the endurance, and this is cooler than his new.
about to have a little boy, baby girl. Who knows? Anyway, just when you start getting that little age and experience, till you start thinking about stuff, try to make the right moves. So bust it out, this is what I was thinking, tell you. Yo, the education of the line to get Lonnie Lynn began with time. Being my bloodline is one with the divine in time, brother. You will discover the light. Some say that God is black and the devil's white. Well, the devil is wrong and God is what's right. I fight with myself in the ring of doubt and fear. The rain ain't gone, but I can still see clear. As a child, given religion with no answer to why. Just told, believe in Jesus, cause for me he did die. Curiosity killed the catechism, understanding and wisdom became the rhythm that I played to and became a slave to master self. A rich man is one with knowledge, happiness, and his health. My mind had dealt with the books of Zen, Tao, the lessons, Quran and the Bible. To me, they all vital and got truth within them. Gotta read them, boys. You just can't skim them. Different branches of belief, but one root that stem them. But people of the venom try to trim them and use religion as an emblem when it should be a natural way of life. Who am I or they to say to whom you praying, right? That's who got you doing right and got you this far. Whether you say in Jesus' name or Alhamdulillah, long as you know it's a being that's supreme to you, you let that show towards others and the things you do. Cause when the trumpet's blowing, 24 elders surround the throne, only 144,000 gon' get home. Only 144,000 gon' get home. Only 144,000 gon' get it, baby.
Have given themselves a title that their actions didn't earn. Our ignorance is in the same breath our innocence. Subconsciously seeking to find an impressionable mind to convince. I finally come to the realization why black people are in the worst place. Cause it's hard to correct yourself when you don't know who you are in the first place. So I try to find a clue in you, but evidently white folk know more black history than we do. Why are we being lied to? I ain't know our history was purposely hidden. Something in me want to know who I am. So I began my search. My journey started in church. It gave my heartache relief when I started to understand belief. Hustling was like a gift. Spent my share of time in the streets. Taught me survival from this evil I'm just gonna have to deal with. And I felt like a fool when I tried to learn in school. It almost seemed like rehearsal when the only science of math universal. Taking elder advice, read the Bible, the Quran, certain scrolls from the Hebrew Israelite. Hold on, this ain't right, these one white. Some leaders are granted with insight, and it's all in plan. But it took me some time to overstand, he's still connected with imperfection man. So, with father when I disagree, by no means have I forgotten or forgiven what's been done to me. But I do know the devil ain't no white man. The devil is a spiritual mind that's colorblind. It's even white folk, and even niggas you gon' surely find. There's no positivity without negativity. But one side you gon' have to choose, and these chances to speak I refuse to misuse. So how can you call yourself God when you let the world of possession become an obsession? And the way you write your rhymes, they can't follow your lesson. In the seed song, you make sure it's known, you make sure it's wrong. If you God to save your own, don't mentally enslave your own. If you God to save your own, don't mentally enslave your own. If you God to save your own, don't mentally enslave your own.
Yeah.
shine in the shade.
What's up, everybody? We're back. It's the Davis Square Fools. I'm your host, James. I'm joined by my friend, Michael. Thanks for listening. It's been a great show.
It has been very enjoyable to be here.
It's nice. We're very comfortably sitting in the studio at WMFO Medford. It's nice and warm in here. There's some nice string lights up on the wall. Very romantic atmosphere.
The lighting in here is fantastic.
Yeah.
I think, so it's been getting light out. It's been staying light out later and later, but I think we'll be treated to a nice sunset shortly. It's been a very clear, sunny day.
I'm looking forward to walking home to the sunset.
Yeah.
And I'm excited that I'm going to get to do that every Sunday now, at least until the days get, you know, long enough.
Exactly.
Which will even be even better.
That would be even better.
Walk out of here at 5 o'clock and it'll be like 78 degrees and bright.
Right. So we hope you'll stick with us. That is every Sunday from 4 to 5 p.m. throughout the spring semester. And
if you ever want to catch up on episodes or give any a listen, you can go on the WFO.org website and look in the archives, or you can check out our website, the davisquarefools.wordpress.com.
That's right.
Sponsored by WordPress. That's Thanks, WordPress. Giving us an avenue to express our voice.
What would we do without them? We would have to pay for a website.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, we'd have to buy a domain or something.
Yeah.
That would suck. I got food to buy.
I got kids to feed.
Yeah, you have 10 kids,
I have
don't
10
you?
Kids,
yeah, I heard that. I heard that. It's a big family. Catholic?
Yeah.
Which reminds me, we should probably do a very...
Italian, very... Catholic, and we live in a shoe.
We should do a very quick Oscar wrap-up.
You know, I thought I knew where that segue was going.
Yeah.
But great idea. Let's do it. Let's ride that wave.
Yeah.
And continue on your segue.
I just had to look at to refresh myself on a list of best pictures. Sorry.
Yeah,
sorry.
So again, that the Oscars are tonight. I think they start at 8:30.
Yeah.
Eight best picture nominees this year. You've got Big Short, you've got Bridge of Spies, Brooklyn, Mad Max Fury Road, which I know is your personal favorite of the year.
Of the choices given, but you know that I feel that something was wrongfully excluded.
That's right, yeah. That would be Tarantino's latest, which was more or less kind of snubbed. Jennifer Jason Leigh got a nom, and I think it got cinematography.
Yep, which it also deserves.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. But did not make as big of a... does not have as big of a presence as you might have expected.
Do you know what my theory is?
What's that?
Nobody watched it.
Yeah, that's possible.
Think
and you know what?
You're came a out- critic. You get a screener.
Right.
You're not even going in. The whole point of the thing was to go see it in the theater. Like, you got to see it in the theater. But you get the screener. If you're a critic and you don't really care, or an Academy member or whatever, and you're just like, I got things to do.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, and also,
it's 78 degrees every single day.
It came out in multiple formats, I feel like.
Yeah.
So there was a question on, like, what was the best way to see the movie? Obviously, you and I both were huge proponents of the roadshow format.
Yeah, the roadshow format was hands down the best way
to
see
it. Which are, luckily, you know, the wonderful Davis Square Theater did carry it in
very,
that 70mm.
Very lucky to live in the proximity of near one of the best movie theaters in the Boston area.
Yeah. But I don't
going on record and saying that. Also, lowest prices. Get in there, folks.
Yeah.
Get in there. What is it, $6 for
a As a matter of fact, I do believe that this weekend they brought back that roadshow format of The Hateful Eight.
I saw that.
Probably
I saw
still
it on
catch
the little
that.
Marker.
Let me look into that for you.
Yeah, you should. But yeah, I highly recommend if you have an opportunity to go see it.
Too, 6 o'clock tonight at the Somerville Theater is your last chance to see The Hateful Eight in its roadshow format.
What's it going to be replaced with after that?
I don't know.
Me.
Also, I misspoke because you can also see it Monday or Tuesday.
Oh, phew.
So,
what about Wednesday?
Not Wednesday, as far as I can tell.
Get in there. You won't regret it.
Anyway,
it'll be much better than watching a 3-hour, no intermission TV version of it.
Right.
Yes, there is an intermission.
Yeah.
And it's a great intermission.
It's a fantastic
Well, very well placed.
Yep. So who do you got then?
So for Best Picture, you know I like Fury Road.
Yeah.
Not because I'm like the manly, rough type. I'm not like the guy that you go to and be like, oh, I don't really pay attention to all this artsy-fartsy crap.
Mm-hmm.
I like Fury Road because there was the most explosions. I'm not like that. I like it because it elevated the genre of action movie. Like, nothing's ever been made like that before,
right,
in my opinion. It was a cinema movie, which I think is important to the Oscars. Like, you have to go and be sitting in a theater and have an experience with people, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, there was, like, little to no plot, but, like, it was just so cool.
Yeah,
like,
I think that you made a great point.
The performances weren't bad, either. Like,
no.
They were good.
No, but you made a great point that it is by far the most unique movie out of anyone's nominated this year. I don't know that I've ever seen anything like it.
I'm amazed that George Miller, being so, like, and this isn't like an insult against being old, but like being so old, you usually feel like, don't you feel like directors usually like kind of decline or like settle into a place of like kind of,
yeah,
like
yeah,
they make their magnum opus and they're mature when they mature, and then
right,
they like kind of settle into a place of like mediocrity.
They get more middle of the road, they take fewer risks.
Yeah, he made something that took, I mean, obviously it was like 20 or 30 years later, but he made something that took so many risks and like is very much a weird reflection of the time, which I'm like amazed that he has,
yeah,
like such a good sense for it. Like, it,
I think
he's a great artist.
The best thing I can say about the movie is the entire time I was in the theater watching it, I felt like Max chained to the front of the,
yeah,
car as it was speeding 90 miles through the desert.
I was scared.
Yeah. I was on the edge of my seat the whole time. I couldn't look away, and it was just blowing right by me at lightning speed.
It was scary.
But I was fixated, yeah.
That being said, all that said, I'm putting Spotlight as Best Picture. I'm picking that. Not
you
because
are.
I feel that way, because that's what I think the Academy will do.
Yeah.
I'm legally obligated to tell you that Spotlight's going to win Best Picture.
Interesting.
Because just as a person who pays attention to movies and movies that win the Oscars, I feel there is a 0% to 2% chance that Fury Road will win.
I agree with that point. I feel like Spotlight could be beat by The Big Short or The Revenant this year, though.
I agree with that. I don't think they'll give Inarritu,
yeah,
the back-to-backs, because
I think he will get back-to-back for directing.
I agree.
But I think we could see a split.
Well,
this year,
we could see a George Miller directing.
That's
and
true.
No Best Picture.
That's true.
That would be a good play by them, I think.
That's true. So
because
you're right. Either way, there could be a split.
I feel like he is the auteur of that film. Like,
mm-hmm,
it's not like a vehicle for Tom Hardy to flex his acting skills, really. It's,
yeah,
not. Like, Charlize Theron is amazing in it, but it's not like, there's no other, like, nobody else is showing off in that movie except George Miller. Like,
right,
look what I can do.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, we'll see. We'll all see later tonight.
Mm-hmm.
There's, what about real quick, best actor, best actress, best supporting actor, actress? What do you think?
I think it's, I mean, it seems like the writing's on the wall. It's Leo's year
for
The Revenant.
I don't feel great about it, not because I don't love Leonardo DiCaprio. I just think that he's so good, it's almost an insult to pick this performance. Because even though this performance is amazing,
mm-hmm,
when you stack it up against some of his other performances, like Departed, in my opinion, is at least in his top three.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like this is so out there. It's not bad. It's not saying it's a bad one. It's just so experimental. It's not really a conventional acting role.
Yeah, I mean,
it's,
he doesn't
like
do
a
lot of act. Like, he has very little dialogue.
It's like going to see like a museum painting. Somebody,
right,
telling you it's a painting, and then it's like a person like defecating,
yeah,
into their hand and like smearing it on a wall.
Right. And you don't know what it is, but someone's
trying to find the right
art
word for defecating,
yeah,
for the on air audience.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like
we've kind of thrown it out the window.
Yeah, at this point. But the other thing too, I agree with you, but I also think none of the other nominees were like that amazing this year. You know, I don't know that there's anyone. So the other noms, Bryan Cranston in Trumbo, Matt Damon in The Martian,
oof,
Fassbender in Steve Jobs.
He was really good in that.
Script.
I think he's going to get snubbed.
Yeah.
Obviously, he wouldn't win, but I think that he at least deserves to be just talked about a little bit more in like the write-ups,
mm-hmm,
like the Oscar write-up like reflections.
That whole that also was a movie that more or less got snubbed.
It wasn't
but
really Best Picture material,
yeah,
in my opinion. I mean, I guess they could have given Danny Boyle a directing nod, but like, it wasn't. I mean, again, Danny Boyle has done much, much more interesting,
yeah,
things. Obviously, Slumdog Millionaire, that was his magnum opus,
yeah,
there.
And then the last one's Eddie Redmayne in The Danish Girl, and who was good also. But I just don't think any of those performances are going to knock Leo off the throne this year. I think he's going to take it.
In terms of actress, I want Cate Blanchett to win for Carol. I thought that movie was so immersive, and that one of the most attractive things about it was her and her character. Like, she, and I don't mean that in a way like I have a crush on Cate Blanchett, which I do. But she just played, I've never seen someone play somebody, like, just make someone feel so real. Her character was this cold kind of really, like, fashionable New Yorker, like this very intimidating woman, but she really pulled back. Like, she was able to, like, be out on the New York City street and be the woman you see and be like, who is that?
Yeah.
And also be this, like, really warm care, like, you know, she's not having her daughter is, like, tearing her apart.
That's a huge point, because I think it's an interesting casting decision to cast Cate Blanchett in that role, when I think you and I have talked about this, some people kind of have the preconception that she's somewhat of an ice queen.
I feel very strongly about those people.
That role could have very much been played very icy, and she does give it so much warmth.
I
think Rooney Mara should be best actress, and Cate Blanchett is really more the supporting actress.
Are they both nominated?
So Rooney Mara is nominated for best supporting actress. I feel like those should be flipped.
I mean, all I'm going to say is the movie's called Carol.
True. But I actually thought that Rooney Mara's performance was just as important.
Yeah.
To that.
I mean, we've had this conversation many times. The whole best actress, best supporting actress thing is confusing because it was really a dual role. At the same token, Alicia Vikander is nominated for best supporting actress for Danish Girl, right? And is she not in the movie just as much as what's his name?
As Eddie Redmayne. I think, again, she is the heart of that movie.
Yeah. Yeah. It seems like it. It seems like the thing that people really loved about that movie was her. And not so much like Eddie Redmayne.
Eddie Redmayne's transformation was great. He played it really well. And I think it's partially the way it's written, but you end up, or at least I wound up, feeling a lot more identification with Alicia Vikander's character.
Because you're identifying with her. Because you're transphobic, right?
No, that has nothing to do with it.
I'm kidding. No, his transition did look amazing, and I haven't seen the film yet, but I am excited to. But from what I've read and from what you've told me, it's even if something's well done, I feel like we still need likable, like we need to, like, really like and relate to a character. And you were saying that you found his character kind of unlikable or unrelatable or something.
Yeah, and it's hard to fault him for that.
Right.
Or even fault the character for that because of the situation that his
I don't know a whole lot
finds himself in. But I just wound up really appreciating Alicia Vikander's character and the fact that she kind of stuck around through all the hard times when she could have easily just walked away.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, we should probably wrap it up.
This will all be moot. By tomorrow morning, we'll know who the Academy decided.
We've been doing that lately. Last time we did a show, we did like an Oscar. I mean, a pre-Super Bowl thing. And then, like, everything we said, the opposite happened.
Yeah.
So we'll try to do better this time, hopefully. But yeah, thanks for listening, guys. I had a great time. We've got one more song that we can play. It's something that my good friend Mike is going to put on, so I don't even know what it is. I'm excited.
Yeah, this is, as we kind of head into the next week, this is just a lament to all those lost weekends that you may have spent out there. We hope you had a good time with us today. Again, you're listening to the Davis Ware Fools on WMFO Medford 91.5. Have a great week, and we'll see you next week. It will burn, but burn your love and
chill and not escape the treachery. I just had to rest in peace, the recipe. The rest of us is praying at the sin, don't leave a 10. If you're up right now, hope you hear what I'm saying. Hope you hear what I'm saying.
Again, no.